I'll give a free PDF copy of my book to the first person that emails me with LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 314. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. I'm so glad you're here today. We're going to begin the book of Ezra today, and we'll read chapters 1 through 5. And unfortunately, like yesterday, I don't have comments for you today, though the reason today is different than yesterday. My wife, the lovely Lady Leanne, occasionally hurts her back, and she did it this morning, so my day's been anything but what I planned for the day. I didn't even get around to fixing the problem with the broken water line I talked about yesterday. Well, that's all right. Life is what happens while you're busy making other plans, right? I tell you what, I'll give a free PDF copy of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, to the first person that emails me with who sang that in a song and the name of the song. And hey, no fair searching for it. Speaking of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, you're going to hear a bunch of those Bible names on the show today that most people have no idea how to say. Well, they're not a problem if you have my book. Check it out at easybiblenamesguide.com. And when you order, be sure to use promo code PODCAST for a 25% discount on any purchase, just because you're listening to this show. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for those who listen to this show. I ask that you bless them in a special way today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin. Ezra chapter 1. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, the word of the Lord spoken through Jeremiah was fulfilled. The Lord put it into the mind of King Cyrus to issue a proclamation throughout his entire kingdom and to put it in writing. This is what King Cyrus of Persia says: The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth and has appointed me to build him a house at Jerusalem in Judah. Whoever is among his people, may his God be with him, and may he go to Jerusalem in Judah and build the house of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem. Let every survivor, wherever he lives, be assisted by the men of that region with silver, gold, goods, and livestock, along with a freewill offering for the house of God in Jerusalem. So the family leaders of Judah and Benjamin, along with the priests and Levites, everyone God had motivated, prepared to go up and rebuild the Lord's house in Jerusalem. All their neighbors supported them with silver articles, gold, goods, livestock, and valuables, in addition to all that was given as a freewill offering. King Cyrus also brought out the articles of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar had taken from Jerusalem and had placed in the house of his gods. King Cyrus of Persia had them brought out under the supervision of Mithridath the treasurer, who counted them out to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. This was the inventory: 30 gold basins, 1,000 silver basins, 29 silver knives, 30 gold bowls, 410 various silver bowls, and 1,000 other articles. The gold and silver articles totaled 5,400. Sheshbazzar brought all of them when the exiles went up from Babylon to Jerusalem. Ezra chapter 2. These now are the people of the province who came from those captive exiles King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had deported to Babylon. They returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each to his own town. They came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Saraiah, Realiah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mizpar, Bigvai, Rehum, and Baana. The number of the Israelite men included Parosh's descendants, 2,172, Shephatiah's descendants, 372, Ara's descendants, 775, Pahath-Moab's descendants, Jeshua's and Joab's descendants, 2,812, Elam's descendants, 1,254, Zattu's descendants, 945, Zakkai's descendants, 760, Bani's descendants, 642, Bebai's descendants, 623, Asgad's descendants, 1,222, Adonikam's descendants, 666, Bigvai's descendants, 2,056, Aden's descendants, 454, Adar's descendants of Hezekiah, 98, Bezai's descendants, 323, Jorah's descendants, 112, Hashem's descendants, 223, Gibbar's descendants, 95, Bethlehem's people, 123, Netophah's men, 56, Anathoth's men, 128, Asmaveth's people, 42, Kiriath-Arim's, Kephira's, and Beeroth's people, 743, Ramah's and Geba's people, 621, Michmas's men, 122, Bethel's and Ai's men, 223, Nebo's people, 52, Magbish's people, 156, the other Elam's people, 1,254, Haram's people, 320, Lod's, Hadid's, and Ono's people, 725, Jericho's people, 345, Sinea's people, 3,630. The priests included Jedaiah's descendants of the house of Jeshua, 973, Immer's descendants, 1,052, Pashher's descendants, 1,247, and Haram's descendants, 1,017. The Levites included Jeshua's and Kadmiel's descendants from Hodaviah's descendants, 74. The singers included Asaph's descendants, 128. The gatekeeper's descendants included Shalom's descendants, Ader's descendants, Talmon's descendants, Akab's descendants, Hatita's descendants, Shobai's descendants, in all, 139. The temple servants included Ziha's descendants, Hasufa's descendants, Tabioth's descendants, Kiras's descendants, Siah's descendants, Padan's descendants, Labana's descendants, Hagaba's descendants, Akab's descendants, Hagab's descendants, Shalmai's descendants, Hanan's descendants, Giddel's descendants, Gehar's descendants, Reaya's descendants, Rezin's descendants, Nakoda's descendants, Gazam's descendants, Uzza's descendants, Pasea's descendants, Besai's descendants, Asna's descendants, Meunim's descendants, Nephusim's descendants, Bakbuk's descendants, Hakufa's descendants, Harher's descendants, Basleth's descendants, Mahida's descendants, Harsha's descendants, Barka's descendants, Sisera's descendants, Tema's descendants, Naziah's descendants, and Hatipha's descendants. The descendants of Solomon's servants included Sotai's descendants, Hasophareth's descendants, Peruda's descendants, Jaela's descendants, Darkon's descendants, Giddel's descendants, Shephatiah's descendants, Hattel's descendants, Pakrath Hazabaim's descendants, and Amai's descendants. All the temple servants and the descendants of Solomon's servants, 392. The following are those who came from Tamila, Telharsha, Kareb, Aden, and Immer, but were unable to prove that their families and ancestries were Israelite. Deliah's descendants, Tobiah's descendants, Nakoda's descendants, 652. And from the descendants of the priests, the descendants of Hobeah, the descendants of Hakaz, the descendants of Barzillai, who had taken a wife from the daughters of Barzillai the Gileadite and was called by their name. These searched for their entries in the genealogical records, but they could not be found, so they were disqualified from the priesthood. The governor ordered them not to eat the most holy things until there was a priest who could consult the Urim and Thummim. The whole combined assembly numbered 42,360, not including their 7,337 male and female slaves and their 200 male and female singers. They had 736 horses, 245 mules, 435 camels, and 6,720 donkeys. After they arrived at the Lord's house in Jerusalem, some of the family leaders gave freewill offerings for the house of God in order to have it rebuilt on its original site. Based on what they could give, they gave 61,000 gold coins, 6,250 pounds of silver, and 100 priestly garments to the treasury for the project. The priests, Levites, singers, gatekeepers, temple servants, and some of the people settled in their towns, and the rest of Israel settled in their towns. Ezra chapter 3. Now when the seventh month came, and the sons of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered together as one man to Jerusalem. Then Jeshua the son of Jozadak and his brothers the priests, and Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and his brothers arose and built the altar of the God of Israel to offer burnt offerings on it, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. So they set up the altar on its foundation, for they were terrified because of the peoples of the lands, and they offered burnt offerings on it to the Lord, burnt offerings morning and evening. They celebrated the Feast of Booths, as it is written, and offered the fixed number of burnt offerings daily, according to the ordinance, as each day required. And afterward there was a continual burnt offering, also for the new moons, and for all the fixed festivals of the Lord that were consecrated, and from everyone who offered a freewill offering to the Lord. From the first day of the seventh month they began to offer burnt offerings to the Lord, but the foundation of the temple of the Lord had not been laid. Then they gave money to the masons and carpenters, and food, drink, and oil to the Sidonians and to the Tyrians, to bring cedar wood from Lebanon to the sea at Joppa, according to the permission they had from Cyrus, king of Persia. Now in the second year of their coming to the house of God at Jerusalem, in the second month, Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua the son of Jozadak, and the rest of their brothers, the priests and the Levites, and all who came from the captivity to Jerusalem, began the work, and appointed the Levites from 20 years and older to oversee the work of the house of the Lord. Then Jeshua, with his sons and brothers, stood united with Kadmiel and his sons, the sons of Judah, and the sons of Henadad, with their sons and brothers, the Levites, to oversee the workmen in the temple of God. Now when the builders had laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests stood in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, to praise the Lord according to the directions of King David of Israel. They sang, praising and giving thanks to the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his loving kindness is upon Israel forever." All the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Yet many of the priests and Levites and heads of fathers' households, the old men who had seen the first temple, wept with a loud voice when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, while many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not distinguish the sound of the shout of joy from the sound of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the sound was heard far away. Ezra chapter 4. Now when the enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard that the people of the exile were building a temple to the Lord God of Israel, they approached Zerubbabel and the heads of fathers' households and said to them, "Let us build with you, for we, like you, seek your God, and we have been sacrificing to him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Assyria, who brought us up here." But Zerubbabel and Jeshua and the rest of the heads of fathers' households of Israel said to them, "You have nothing in common with us in building a house to our God, but we ourselves will together build to the Lord God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded us." Then the people of the land discouraged the people of Judah and frightened them from the building, and hired counselors against them to frustrate their counsel all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Now in the reign of Ahasuerus, in the beginning of his reign, they wrote an accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem. And in the days of Artaxerxes, Bishlam, Mithridath, Tabeel, and the rest of his colleagues wrote to Artaxerxes, king of Persia, and the text of the letter was written in Aramaic and translated from Aramaic. Rehum the commander and Shimshai the scribe wrote a letter against Jerusalem to King Artaxerxes as follows. Rehum the commander and Shimshai the scribe and the rest of their colleagues, the judges and the lesser governors, the officials, the secretaries, the men of Erech, the Babylonians, the men of Susa, that is, the Elamites, and the rest of the nations which the great and honorable Osnapper deported and settled in the city of Samaria and in the rest of the region beyond the Euphrates River. Now this is the copy of the letter which they sent to him. To King Artaxerxes, your servants, the men in the region beyond the Euphrates River. And now let it be known to the king that the Jews who came up from you have come to us at Jerusalem. They are rebuilding the rebellious and evil city, and are finishing the walls and repairing the foundations. Now let it be known to the king that if that city is rebuilt and the walls are finished, they will not pay tribute, custom, or toll, and it will damage the revenue of the kings. Now because we are in the service of the palace, and it is not fitting for us to see the king's dishonor, therefore we have sent and informed the king, so that a search may be made in the record books of your fathers. And you will discover in the record books and learn that the city is a rebellious city and damaging to kings and provinces, and that they have incited revolt within it in past days. Therefore that city was laid waste. We inform the king that if the city is rebuilt and the walls finished, as a result, you will have no possession in the province beyond the river. Then the king sent an answer to Rehum the commander, to Shimshai the scribe, and to the rest of their colleagues who live in Samaria and in the rest of the provinces beyond the river. Peace, and now the document which you sent to us has been translated and read before me. A decree has been issued by me, and a search has been made, and it has been discovered that the city has risen up against the kings in past days, that rebellion and revolt have been perpetrated in it, that mighty kings have ruled over Jerusalem, governing all the provinces beyond the river, and that tribute, custom, and toll were paid to them. So, now issue a decree to make these men stop work, that this city may not be rebuilt until a decree is issued by me. Beware of being negligent in carrying out this matter. Why should damage increase to the detriment of the kings? Then, as soon as the copy of King Artaxerxes' document was read before Rehum and Shimshai the scribe and their colleagues, they went in haste to Jerusalem to the Jews and stopped them by force of arms. Then work on the house of God in Jerusalem ceased, and it was stopped until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Ezra chapter 5. At that time the prophets Haggai and Zechariah son of Iddo prophesied to the Jews in Judah and Jerusalem. They prophesied in the name of the God of Israel, who was over them. Zerubbabel son of Shealtiel and Jeshua son of Jehozadak responded by starting again to rebuild the temple of God in Jerusalem, and the prophets of God were with them and helped them. But Tattenai, governor of the province west of the Euphrates River, and Shethar-Bozenai and their colleagues soon arrived in Jerusalem and asked, "Who gave you permission to rebuild this temple and restore this structure?" They also asked for the names of all the men working on the temple. But because their God was watching over them, the leaders of the Jews were not prevented from building until a report was sent to Darius, and he returned his decision. This is a copy of the letter that Tattenai the governor, Shethar-Bozenai, and the other officials of the province west of the Euphrates River sent to Darius. To King Darius, greetings. The king should know that we went to the construction site of the temple of the great God in the province of Judah. It is being rebuilt with specially prepared stones, and timbers being laid in its walls. The work is going forward with great energy and success. We ask the leaders, "Who gave you permission to rebuild this temple and restore this structure?" And we demanded their names so that we could tell you who the leaders were. This was their answer. "We are the servants of the God of heaven and earth, and we are rebuilding the temple that was built here many years ago by a great king of Israel. But because our ancestors angered the God of heaven, he abandoned them to King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, who destroyed this temple and exiled the people to Babylonia. However, King Cyrus of Babylon, during the first year of his reign, issued a decree that the temple of God should be rebuilt. King Cyrus returned the gold and silver cups that Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple of God in Jerusalem and had placed in the temple of Babylon. These cups were taken from that temple and presented to a man named Sheshbazzar, whom King Cyrus appointed as governor of Judah. The king instructed him to return the cups to their place in Jerusalem and to rebuild the temple of God there on its original site. So this Sheshbazzar came and laid the foundations of the temple of God in Jerusalem. The people have been working on it ever since, though it is not yet completed. Therefore, if it pleases the king, We request that a search be made in the Royal Archives of Babylon to discover whether King Cyrus ever issued a decree to rebuild God's temple in Jerusalem, and then let the king send us his decision in this matter. Tomorrow, beloved, we're going to read Psalms 131 through 133. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.